45 days. That is how long it had been since Guatemalan migrant Jenny Gonzalez saw her children after they were separated at the southwest border. Their reunion today in New York City was emotional. It was also temporary. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, Gonzalez and other migrant parents still face major obstacles before they can regain custody of their children.
A week ago, Jenny Gonzalez was in an immigration detention center in Arizona, more than 2,000 miles from her children. Today, she stood outside the social services agency in Harlem, where she had just seen her kids for the first time in over a month, clutching a blue and white lollipop in her hand.
I feel very happy because I just saw my children, and my daughter gave me that lollipop.
Gonzalez and her children, ages 11, 9, and 6, are seeking asylum in the U.S. after fleeing violence in Guatemala. They crossed the U.S. border illegally and were apprehended by the Border Patrol. Gonzalez was held by immigration authorities in Arizona while her kids were sent to New York. She hadn't seen them since May 19th.
The day that me los arrebataron de mis brazos, les dije, les prometo que yo lucharé por ustedes y yo iré a buscarlos.
The day they took them away from me, I told them, I promise that I'm going to fight for you and I'm going to find you.
Y donde los abracé, me enqué y abracé los tres, les dije, se los prometí que iba a volver por ustedes y aquí estoy.
And when I saw them, I got on my knees and I hugged them and I said, I promised I would come get you and I'm here.
But the reunion was bittersweet, because Gonzalez can't take her children home, at least not yet. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to reunite roughly 2,000 migrant children with their parents before the end of the month. However, advocates say the government is in no hurry to release parents from immigration detention or to help those who are released regain custody of their children.
This mother's in Arizona. This child is inside that building.
Jose Orichena is Gonzalez's lawyer. He points to pictures of his other clients, a dozen parents who say they were also separated from their children.
It's so much red tape. I mean, come on. How is it that we can send rocket ships into outer space and we can't reunite families here?
That Jenny Gonzalez has made it even this far is remarkable. Dozens of people she'd never met helped her drive across the country from Arizona to New York. The effort to get Gonzalez here started with Julie Schwedert-Coyazo. She heard about Gonzalez and her children from a story on member station WNYC. In just a few days, Schwedert-Coyazo helped raise enough money to pay Gonzalez's bond and get her out of immigration detention.
I wasn't surprised at all. You don't mess with the kids. They're off limits. But in this administration, they're not off limits. There's nobody off limits.
The Trump administration says it wants to stem the tide of asylum seekers fleeing violence in Central America. It's backed down from separating parents and children. But the administration shows no sign of releasing these families into the U.S. while their asylum claims are pending. The administration told a federal judge it intends to hold families in detention for as long as their immigration cases take or deport them. Today, Jenny Gonzalez had a message for parents who are still in detention. What we went through was not easy, she says, but there are a lot of people with good hearts who are willing to reunite you with your children. Gonzalez's supporters are already turning their attention to another case and trying to reunite families one at a time. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.